Hey everybody, this is Dominique, and if you're ready to do more with your life and money, I want you to stay tuned. Today on the show, we have a former NFL player that is going to share his story of transitioning off the field into the business world. You don't want to miss it.
Are you tired of feeling like there's more to life that you're just not experiencing? Are you unmotivated by keeping up with the status quo? Are you ready to start living intentionally with your finances and creating the life you want? Get ready for Experiencing Financial Contentment with Dominique Henderson, a podcast focused on helping you create margin for the life you want to live by putting your money where your heart is. Each week, Dominique will help you explore the decisions you make around money so that you can achieve better results. Now, here's your host, Dominique Henderson.
Hey, everybody. This is Dominique, owner and founder of DJH Capital Management and host of Experiencing Financial Contentment, the podcast. And today, as you can see, we have a very special guest, Mr. Jeremy Stewart, former NFL, changed into the business world now, coming off the field. Man, I'm so happy that you spent some time with us today. How things going out there?
Good. I appreciate you having me on the show, man.
Yeah, it's been cool. We got we have a mutual acquaintance in Aaron Tyson, a real good brother, and gonna have him on the show a little later on in the month. But he's doing this real wonderful thing with athletes in transition. So that's the reason why I wanted you to come on and just kind of tell your story and kind of inspire us today and inspire some other people that's out there maybe going through that same thing. Maybe, you know, obviously all of us don't get to the NFL like you did, but, you know, that whole thing about transition and how you find your passion and things. So kind of give us a, we're going to back up a little bit. Give us a how you, you know, how long you was playing and just a little bit of your life story and a little bit about Jeremy.
Nice, yeah. So I'm originally from Louisiana. I grew up playing football my whole life. I started when I was 8.
Wow. Pop Warner and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, exactly. My dad was a coach. I had two older brothers. So football was life growing up.
Yeah.
My goal since I was little was always to play in the NFL. And I was fortunate to get a football scholarship out of Stanford in California. And that's where I played my college ball. We had a good team. That was an amazing experience for me, not only as far as football, but also being able to see some of the opportunities outside of the sports world that and finding some of the other interests that I was interested in. And at Stanford, I majored in business and engineering, and I ended up learning about finance, and that definitely that piqued my interest. And so that was a pretty big, I mean, just being out in California in general and at Stanford, seeing what all of my classmates were doing, a lot of the people had goals to be entrepreneurs. A lot of them were starting their own businesses while they were in college. And just being able to see that, that was something that I didn't have any exposure to. So just seeing, you know, how big the world was outside of sports and entertainment, just seeing all of the opportunities, that was huge for me. But, so post-Stanford,
Back up a little bit, because that's kind of intriguing. So how did you balance, like, so you're saying you saw this stuff while you were in school, but how did you balance? Because you were on the road a lot. You're playing football, and, like, what was that type of, talk about maybe some of those examples of how you saw that, and then you were like, okay, look, I got to go play football now, but I'm going to come back to that, because that was pretty interesting.
Football definitely took up the majority of my time, and playing football was always my top priority. So before everything else, football came first. And I think it wasn't until probably my sophomore, junior year that I really started to become interested in other things and really started focusing on things that I would be able to do outside of football. Because before that, I guess as a kid, you don't think about post-football career. It's all about, you know, I'm going to go to the NFL and play 10, 15 years in the Hall of Fame, and then I'm going to be done working and just live the rest of my life
home. Nobody tells you about the career averages of the NFL player, right?
Yeah,
nobody
tells exactly. You that. Exactly. And then even if you do play for 10 or 15 years, you're still only going to be about 35, 36. That's a lot,
it's a lot of life left, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you want to sit at home and be retired for the next 20, 30 years.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
So just seeing I know one of the guys in my class, the guy who started Snapchat, was actually a year younger than me. He was going to Stanford around the same time. Just seeing, like, Mark Zuckerberg, he's hanging out in the area. That's back when Steve Jobs was still alive. So just, you know, become interested in things that never crossed my mind that I really didn't know existed, and seeing how a lot of my classmates were, they didn't play sports, they never played sports their whole life, but just seeing the, just how comfortable they were in the profession that they were going into, knowing that they were going to have a, to live the lifestyle that they wanted to live. And for me, it was just, you know, I just grown up thinking, you know, if you want to accumulate wealth, if you want to be able to take care of your family, you have to, you pretty much have to be an athlete. So it was super eye-opening to me to be able to see so many people who couldn't walk and chew bubble gum, but they were going to be, even if their parents didn't give them a lot of money, they're going to be, you know, financially secure for the rest of their lives. So,
well, talk about that, because that's a little interesting dynamic, right? Because Stanford's one of the top schools in the nation, obviously, and I don't know, you know, I didn't go there. So is there a certain standard that's set even for the student athlete like yourself? It's like, you're just not going to come here and play ball. You're going to actually get these books and we're going to expose you to other stuff. Like, talk about that a little bit, because it seems like it was a little different culture.
Oh, yeah. No. So at Stanford, there were no segregation between the students and the athletes. We lived in the normal freshman dorms.
Okay.
They gave us resources for our tutors to make sure that we were we stayed on track. But everyone, you pick your own major. Everyone's not majoring in business, or I don't know what the there's one major that I feel like when I watch college games, everyone has the same major. Exactly. Yeah. So there was none of that going on. And then just the whole application to get into Stanford, like all the schools that I applied to, I didn't have to do an application. You know, once you get the scholarship, you're pretty much in.
It's not good.
Yeah. We're pretty close to the hospital. But yeah, once you get the scholarship, you're pretty much in. There's an application. But with Stanford, I had to write essays. You had to get a letter of recommendations.
Wow.
And to be honest, when I was applying, I was like, man, what? I don't know
do
if
they
that's
want me? Yeah.
But yeah, they're very, and it makes sense, because once you get in, they want to make sure that, you know, they want to set everyone up for success. I feel like most of the guys that came in with us, I think close to 100% graduated of the athletes. So
wow, that's cool. So today we're talking with Jeremy Stewart, former NFL player, left the NFL to go start pursuing business pursuits. So this is your first transition out of Stanford college football into the league. You were undrafted. So talk about that a little bit. So that was probably, I mean, that was a pretty big transition. Did you kind of feel like you were going to be drafted, or did you not know, or what? Talk about that a little bit.
So going into it, I don't know. I guess as a player, you always think you're going to get drafted, no matter what anyone else says. In college, we had a good team. We had a running back rotation. So I split time all throughout my college career. So I knew it was a possibility that I wouldn't get drafted, but I had a good pro day. My agent was getting good feedback, so I was optimistic that I was going to get drafted.
Yeah.
So I didn't get drafted. It hurt a little bit, but I felt like it was more motivation. And ended up getting picked up as a free agent with the Philadelphia Eagles. Played out there through most of the preseason, got cut before the first preseason game. Then I got picked up by the Jets, got cut from there within another week. So the beginning of my career was pretty good.
Yeah. Adversity's good, though, right? You were used to it because you been playing Pop Warner at the age of 8, and you went to Stanford. So you were used to that adversity. It probably worked in your favor. Right?
No, I feel like it definitely built character. And when I got picked up, I got an opportunity to go out to Oakland. I got picked up out there, and I feel like that was a good fit. I used some of the things that I learned that didn't work well in the past two teams I was on, and I applied that and was able to play there for a little over two seasons, and also played another year out in Denver. But it was a great experience. Now, obviously, coming in drafted is you have a little easier of a road, but I felt like the path I took, I don't regret any of it. I love the 3 years I played. I felt like I learned a lot, met a bunch of great people, and And yeah, it was, I had a blast.
Now talk about your exit. What was it injury? What was it? I talk with players about these particular things. And sometimes they talk about, you know, this phase in your life where you're just like, man, I've been doing this for 20 years now, and now I'm going to have to leave it behind to go do something else. Talk about that, like the mental and an emotional part of that, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So the kind of the process of me making that transition and finding something else. So I feel like in the NFL, every year there's a new crop of young players come in, and it's a competition. You got to make the team every year, and the older you get, the more dispensable you become. And I feel like injuries, is obviously injuries catch up with you the longer you play. And it was kind of, just bouncing around on different teams. The new guys kept coming in. I kept getting older, so it's kind of the inevitable. But like I said, in college, I kind of learned about finance, and I could see myself doing that long term. And I feel like there's a lot of similarity between that. And
some of the things I loved about. Did you have like internships or something like that throughout?
So going into my junior year, I was able to get an internship in wealth management.
Okay.
And that was really, I had no idea what a stock or a bond was. Didn't know any of that stuff. So that summer was my first exposure to that. And I kind of, I fell in love with it. I knew that was something that I could see myself doing. I felt like there's a lot of, you have a lot of control over your destiny. And I felt like it's a lot more objective than a lot of the other professions that I learned about. So once my career, I started to see the signs that it may be good to start looking into next opportunities. I'd always known I wanted to do finance, but being able to fully make that transition and retire from football and stop trying to try out for new teams, just stop trying to make me just say, all right, I'm going to quit playing and completely move on to something else. That was definitely tough. Like you said, I played for 20 years. My whole life had pretty much revolved around football. So even when on paper, it all made sense for me to stop playing football and go on to a different career. Just being able to mentally make that adjustment was definitely a process.
Yeah. We're talking with Jeremy Stewart. He's now working on his postgraduate degree after coming off the field, moving into the business world. And you just said something that really piqued my interest that I want to kind of unpack. And it's like, you know, everybody, like I said at the top of the program, you know, even if you're not coming out of a professional football league or a professional sport, there's phases in your life that you go through transition, and it takes a mental adjustment of sorts, no matter who you are. And I think, you know, you've kind of illustrated through your personal story that you've had a lot of things that, you know, triggered that, and as far as giving you the character and the resilience and the perseverance to go through that. I was reading an article about you, and this kind of sets up the next question, which is, you know, some of the passion that you have around finance. You say you always wanted to do it, and one of the things in the article said that you were looking forward to helping other athletes, you know, as far as with financial literacy and things like that. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that, because you had a different experience than probably the average athlete going to Stanford and what you were exposed to. Maybe you can share a little bit about what you've seen in the NFL as far as in the locker rooms, and what marries your passion with finance and financial literacy to what you want to do, maybe for athletes and whatnot.
Yeah, so as an athlete, I came from my mom was a teacher, my dad was a construction worker, so I feel like I grew up comfortable, but we never had plenty. So growing up and money and just understanding finances, that was something that I kind of learned throughout college and later on in life. And I felt like even as an athlete coming into the league, that was more money than I'd ever seen. So coming in at such a young age and being, responsible for managing my money, that was something completely new. And I felt like a lot of guys who come into the NFL were in a similar position. So a lot of money, you don't have a lot of experience with it. And I feel like when I came in, it was a few years after the broke 30 for 30.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people, well, from the broke 30 for 30, illustrated how a lot of people take advantage of them, whether it's a money manager that mismanaged the money, or people were making poor investments, or they're making poor spending habits. So for me, I didn't really have issues with the spending. It was more so trusting people to invest my money with. And for me, I felt like anyone who was who advertised solely to athletes, I was skeptical that they were trying to take advantage of athletes. That was just how I looked at it. Why would you only advocate for athletes?
Yeah.
So a lot of people that came to me, I was very skeptical. Couldn't really trust people with my money, but I also didn't feel comfortable myself managing that type of money. So it was kind of it was a dilemma that I tried to learn more about it. But for the most part, I just had my money sitting in a savings account because I didn't know what to do with it, and I didn't want to give it to anyone else either. So I feel like I'm definitely not the only person who felt like that. A lot of the guys, money, people don't really talk about money in the locker room, but I'm sure a lot of people were also going through that same issue. So for me, when I finished, I just wanted to make sure that when I would feel comfortable, my goal for coming back to school was to feel comfortable managing my own money and also being an outlet to other people who were in that situation, giving them someone who's been through what they've been through, who that they can feel like they can trust with managing their money, because I mean that's a big deal.
So talk about that. Talk about what your path looks like now, and how that's going for you, and you're going to one of the top schools again, Wharton School of Business. I mean, it's right up there with all of them. So I mean, talk about that a little bit.
I found out about business school when randomly I went to a wedding. One of my college classmates got married, and it was a huge wedding. I think it was about 1,000 people there, and
that's pretty big.
it was a beautiful wedding. But so they the groom invited his entire business school class, and just being around them, talking to them about their business school experience. This is, I think, my second year playing.
Okay. So
after meeting everyone, hearing about their experience in business school and the things that they're going to do after business school, I felt like a lot of it aligned with my interests, so that was kind of the moment that I was sold on going to business school. So once I started applying, or once I kind of started taking steps and transitioning outside of football, started studying for the GMAT. That's the test you take to get into business school, and I just had aspirations of, obviously, if I'm going to business school, I want to apply to the best school, so I applied to five of the top schools in the country, and I worked super hard on my on the GMAT test.
That's a difficult test, man. That's a difficult test. It was hard for me, and I had a finance degree too. So I mean,
That test. I feel like it's all about that test. I don't care if you're good at math, you're a super smart person, you have to be good at taking the GMAT.
Yeah, it's a psychology with that test or something. I don't know what it is. It messes with your brain, but.
I went through all that. I went through that whole GMAT process, and I thank God I never have to look at it.
Same here.
Good. So it worked out. I applied to Wharton, ended up getting in, and this is my first year here now, and I'm loving it. I feel like my goals for coming here, I feel like it's all laid out for me to learn the things that I want to academically. I feel like I'm being exposed to great people who've worked in the industry and finance, and I can pick their brain outside of the classroom. So,
any NFL alum there with you now, or obviously there?
So Justin Tuck is actually a second year.
Okay.
So he's gonna be finishing up within the next few weeks.
And it's obviously good to probably see a familiar face in that regard, just to kind of chop it up on old times, I would imagine.
Nah, definitely. And Tuck, he's also going into finance as well. So, it's definitely great to see someone who's coming from a similar background and be able to talk to him, especially someone who's doing the things that I want to do as well. So,
that's cool.
It's been good, yeah.
Well, Tuck, we're winding it up here, but I want to, before we finish, I definitely want to ask this question. What are some of the toughest life lessons you learned, either on the field or off the field, that you wouldn't mind sharing for the audience? Because you know, I got a pretty large demographic that that view the podcast and listen to the podcast. But inevitably, there's going to be that high school guy or girl that want to go into professional sports, right? Yeah. That's a dream. For as long as I wanted to play basketball, you know, Dominique Wilkins was my idol. I just didn't have the talent, so we didn't do that. But, you know, there's individuals that will get there, right? There's a crop of, like you said, young individuals that's going to be there every year. Maybe share a piece of advice or maybe one of your tougher lessons or whatever you've kind of gleaned to say, you know, if you had to give them one or two nuggets, what would that be in regard to their aspirations and their goals to play professional sports?
Oh, to play in the league?
Yeah. Or whatever, you know, right? So, like, we may be talking about girls that want to go to the WNBA or boys that want to go to the NFL or the NBA, you know. What are some things that they probably need to be thinking about right now? You've been there and you've done that and you've transitioned well, at least in my opinion. What would be some advice that you would give to them at this stage of their careers?
Yeah, so obviously depending on where you are in your career, I would give different advice, but for the people who are high schoolers aspiring to go to college and play that sport, I think it's important to prioritize, you know, figure out what is most important to you. If you are, let's say I just go with football, that's what I play. If you love football, if you want to play in the NFL, then, and that is your top priority. And then, you know, it's always good to have backup plans, but I think first it's good to make sure that if you are playing football, you want to play in the NFL. That's one thing, but if you're just playing football, you know, to get a scholarship to do what you know, with other career, then that's okay too. But I feel like, make sure you're honest with yourself, because I know when I got to college, I feel like the higher up the ladder you get, the more it becomes a business, the less fun it becomes. It's just the truth.
Okay.
So I know when I got to college, the way that we practiced, the amount of time that it took, I had to sit down and like, okay, do I want to play football?
Yeah.
But for me, I mean, I love football. It was, I definitely thought about it, but it was kind of an easy answer for me that I wanted to play. But I know a lot of guys don't feel that way about it, especially the higher up they get. I mean, after a few years, sometimes you lose the passion.
Yeah.
And I feel like the first thing is to be real with yourself, because the worst thing you can do is kind of go through the motions as an athlete, because especially if you're trying to play at the next level, you have to be fully committed. And you have to be real with yourself to make it to the next level. That's a very hard thing to do. I feel like every year there's a bunch of guys who are good enough to play in the NFL who aren't going to play. That's just the reality of it. There's not enough spots. So unless you are fully committed, this is my number one goal is to do that. And that's kind of that would be my first advice. Make sure you're honest with yourself and real about that. And outside of that, I think after that, it's always good to start preparing for further down the road. Start coming up with a plan for, you know, this is what happens in the best case scenario. This is the base case. This is the worst case scenario. And kind of start thinking further down the road. That's one of the things that I think I probably could have done better. Like, I feel like I did a pretty good job of it, knowing I wanted to go to business school and talking to people who've done that and made that transition. But, I probably definitely could have reached out and talked to more people when I was playing during the off season when I had a bunch of free time, instead of, you know, sitting around watching Netflix, maybe thinking about, okay, if I do play for another 10 years, even then I'm going to reach out to these people because this would be something that I want to do post-football. So I think those would be my two biggest nuggets for advice. Would just be to make sure you're honest with yourself throughout the process and keep checking in. Because maybe if you're freshman year, you still want to be in the NFL. Maybe by your junior year, some things will happen where that's not the case. So yeah, just keep checking in with yourself. And also, yeah, just think further down the road. Because like we said earlier, no matter how long you play your career, the only thing guaranteed in sports is that it's going to come to an end. We don't know when that is. And I mean, that's probably the crazy thing about it. You don't know when it is unless you retire. But usually, for most people, it comes sooner than you would have expected. So the sooner you can start planning down the road and thinking, figuring out what you aspire to do outside of football or outside of being a player, maybe you want to be a coach, maybe you want to do something completely different. But But yeah, just start figuring out what you're interested in and start taking those steps sooner than later to kind of set that up. Because once you finish playing, the smoother you can make that transition, the better it's going to be. Because I don't care how much planning you do, it's going to be tough to make that transition. So the more steps you take beforehand is going to make that process a lot better.
Yeah, and I would imagine, you know, obviously that includes having not only a plan for yourself and your career, what you want to do after, but also for your money, right? Like, you know, taking care of it, having you know, living on way less than what you make because, you know, when you're making those kind of checks, it's probably really easy to get into excess, you know, right? Mm-hmm. And to be thinking about the stuff that, you know, oh, this will be coming here forever and this is a lot of money, but once you get taxes and everything else, it's a whole different game. So cool, man. Tell us about what the next, as we wind up, tell us about what the next maybe 3 years or 5 years look like. You'll be done with business school. What are your kind of aspirations and what does life look like for Jeremy beyond business school and in the corporate world? What do you want to do?
Yeah, so I'm going to be working at Wells Fargo this summer. I'm doing leveraged finance. Okay. And
that'll be interesting. You'll learn a lot.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I met the team. Actually, one of the guys I'm going to be working with, he also went to Stanford and played in the NFL. So I met the team. Sounds like I'm going to be working a lot of hours, but the people that I met, it seemed like cool people. So I'm excited to do that. I feel like you said, I'm going to learn a lot. Going to learn a lot about business, companies. We're going to be helping companies. Basically, for the people who don't know what leveraged finance is, you help companies make investments, whether it's in acquisitions or helping them gain the funds to make investments in future projects, future growth. So in that process, I feel like it's going to be great. I'm going to learn a lot. So I'm excited to do that. And I'm going to move back to San Francisco once I graduate next year. My wife is still out there. So excited to be able to kind of have the stability to know what city I'm going to be in.
All this bi-coastal, it can get a little old, I would imagine.
Exactly, So start looking into, all that stuff. Maybe have a kid or something somewhere down the road. Okay with that. So for me, kind of just my goal is to come into my role at Wells and to learn as much as I can in business school so I can just excel at that and then just kind of go from there. But like I said, I definitely have aspirations that maybe one point getting involved with players and financially with that, maybe somewhere down the line. I've talked to a couple guys in business school who have similar aspirations, who've also been athletes. So maybe work on that somewhere down the line. But right now I'm just taking it one step at a time and just trying to make sure I can add value when I go to Wells this summer.
Good stuff. Well, Jeremy Stewart, another successful career transition from the gridiron. I love to highlight stories like this. I have a passion for working with athletes, for teaching financial literacy, for helping people be empowered economically, and you are a model of that. So I appreciate you coming on today and sharing your story with us, man.